Father, we just come to you once again, Lord. Speak to us, Prabhu. Hamro kano ro chhunos, Prabhu. Kina bhane manche ko awaz hoina, tapai ko tyo atma ko tyo awaz sunnu parne, Prabhu. Hamro samajh kholnos, Prabhu. Kina bhane tapai ko wajan jivan ra atma ho, Prabhu. Tapai ko wajan jyoti ho, Prabhu. Tapai ko wajan ma aina bhane paila jastai, aadi jastai samarth cha, Prabhu. Tyo samarth hamro jivan ma vishwas dwara kaam garnu sakcha, Prabhu. Therefore, Father, give us the ability to believe, Lord, because even faith is a gift from you, Lord. There may be kids sitting here who do not have that faith. And I pray you would touch them, Lord, that they may believe, O Lord, you and what you have spoken and what I minister now, Lord. Touch us, Father. We are your children. We love you, Lord. We can never love you the way you love us, but we still love you, Lord. Help us in our weakness, O God. May your strength be our portion even now. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Amit Bhiana, you had so many sessions. And are you tired? That should be. You shouldn't be. I mean, physical tiredness is one thing. We all will go tired in our body because the fact that your body gets tired is a sign there is no redemption for the body. This body is perishing. This ko lagi udhar chaina. Ye sharir ko lagi udhar chaina. Pran ko lagi udhar chha. Atma ko lagi chha. Sharir ko lagi udhar chaina. Yeshu pasi farkera aaudekheri hamile euta naya sharir pauncha. Tyo sharir ma hami koi pani thapdaina. Okay? And yo kura yo. Hami aile parmeshwar ko nimti usko kaam garna ko lagi hamile ichha chaina bhane ke huncha. Tyo naya sharir paundekheri ta thattai thapdaina. Kaam garnu man pani chaina. Boring huncha. People like us who love working and serving God for hour after hour, day after day, week after week. Our only problem is sometimes I preach for 10 hours at a stretch. And we are tired. Lord, I want to preach, but there is no strength left. There is no tiredness. You can serve God forever and ever. Work is not a burden. Work is a pleasure. Work is a pleasure. I and my Father are at work from the beginning. Even now we are working. But Jesus used to get tired in the body. That's why he could sleep in the boat in a storm. Because the body gets tired. So please don't think about this body. You sharir ko lagi ke chaina? Uddhar chaina. Ye sharir ko lagi uddhar chaina. Uddhar kesko lagi ho? Pran ko lagi ho. This body should be brought under control. This body can be your slave and you use it for God. But your body can be your master and you end up in perdition. Or just make it to heaven with no reward. So remember, this body. Pastor Kailas was talking about fair and lovely. And it's up to body. But you know, actually, Jesus is the fairest of 10,000 to my soul and is lovely to behold. Esha bitra amde keri fair and lovely patena. Chalkinsa. You have to look at my wife when she comes after 3 hours of prayer, 5 hours of prayer, her face glows. And she doesn't use makeup at all. Christ in us. 40 din parmeshwar ko upasthit ma basera dhaya dekhi tala aundekheri people told Moses, cover your face, we cannot behold the glory of God upon your face. That's real beauty. You sabai jande chha. Case bhi nahi jande chha. Everything is falling apart. And don't waste time over it. Maintain it so that you use it as much as you can be. But remember, law came through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. That's the key. Hami vyavasthama bharkera rakho hoina. Vyavasthako euta kaam matrai thiyo. If you go to Galatians, if you can get it up on the screen, it would be fantastic. But Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. And if I'm right, it is verse 30. Galatians 3, 24. 3:24. The law was given. Mobanya paile dekhi. Any jati ko manchi ho, vishwasi ho, yahudi ho, sabai vyavastha ko muni janme ko. Vyavastha dekho cha, sabai dharma euta vyavastha cha. Uta ke likheko cha? Law was our
guardian. Another version will use, law was our schoolmaster. Kailasama, until Christ came. What is the purpose of the law? To bring us to Christ. Because if you look at the law, all of you who come from Bhutan, you know Bhutan is state religion, is Buddhism. If you know the actual core teaching of Buddha, it's called seven jewels or eight jewels. Nobody can keep it. It's impossible. Impossible. That's the law of Buddhism. It's impossible for any man to keep it. So every law of every religion, primarily the law comes through Moses. Right? Purpose is ki ho, hamile yo garnu sakdaina prabhu, garnu sakdaina mala ko bachauncha, and the issue bancha ma bachauncha. That's the only purpose of the law to bring us to Christ. That's the purpose of the law, to bring us to Christ. Once you have come to Christ, you are free. And if Sanu Nani Sanunaniyaru Hamra, when our children were small, they go to, we put them in school. And that 4 baje, when a very 12 baje, 8 baje, unharko chutti hundakheri, they are waiting for the father or mother to come. But sabhai line ma rakhe, every teacher with the master ko chhe laathi, stay there, they are jumping. And then when the father comes, the child breaks through, takes the father's hand, sunne ke bachcha, bye teacher, vanera dancha ki, laste hunu parcha. The minute Jesus takes your hand, bye law, vanera Yesu sangai janu parcha. Law is over in your life. Christ has come. And He sets you free. Christ has come. But remember, Christ came with grace and truth. Law will set you free. Law keeps you in bondage. Truth will set you free. Ajit Dhyana, when Pastor Kailas was preaching, he was telling you, connecting John 15 with Luke 15, the story of the two sons. Actually, editors put the title of that story, the story of the prodigal son. त्यो परमेश्वरको भजनमा छैन एडिटरहरूले लगाएको खास गरी त्यस्तो भनेर 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 इट हेज बिकम द स्टोरी अफ द प्रोडिगल सन खास गरी आई चेन्ज द हेडिङ आई से इट इज द स्टोरी अफ द वेटिङ फादर द मेन क्यारेक्टर इन द स्टोरी इज नट द सन्स इट इज द फादर इट्स द फादर यु निड टु अन्डरस्ट्यान्ड इट्स अ पिक्चर अफ ल एन्ड ग्रेस बाबाको घरमा व्यवस्था छ सत्य छ सत्यमा हामी जिउनु पर्छ देयर इज अ यंगर बॉय ही डजन्ट लाइक इट एन्ड ही सेज आई वान्ट माई फ्रीडम आई वान्ट द पावर आई वान्ट टु गो एन्ड यु नो वाट ग्रेस डज ग्रेस अलाउज यु टु गो गॉड अलाउज यु टु गो गॉड डजन्ट स्टप यु फ्रम सिनिङ डज गॉड स्टप एनीबडी फ्रम सिनिङ यता आएर अर्गनाइजर्स विल से अगाडि पछाडि बसेर टाउको सिधा राख्नु हात राख्नु प्रभु त भन्दैन जानु चाहिँ जानै दिन्छ पाप गर्नु दिन्छ जा गिव्स यू द फ्रीडम द्याट्स ग्रेस ही अलाउज यू टु गो ही अलाउज यू टु गो ही डजन्ट कम्पेल यू ही अलाउज यू टु गो त्यो केटा गएर ही वेस्टेड हिज लाइफ बट रिमेम्बर वान थिङ अबाउट गॉड यू विल नेभर हियर इन दैट स्टोरी वी डोन्ट नो हाउ मेनी इयर्स लेट अस से 5 इयर्स उता कहाँ पनि हामी सुन्दैन बाबाले फोन गर्यो छोरा तिमी कस्तो छ फर्केर आउँछ कि पकेट मनी इफ यु चुज टु वॉक अवे फ्रम गॉड एन्ड गो इन सिन गॉड विल नॉट स्टप यु नॉर विल ही कम आफ्टर यु बिकज यु वेयर अ चाइल्ड यु न्यू द ट्रुथ यु वेन्ट अवे अन युर ओन And if you come back, you have to come back on your own. Let him go. Because this is what we do with counseling. When we counsel as pastors, when we teach pastors how to counsel different problems, I say, yo tinta kahani cha, euta, the story of the lost sheep. He goes, finds, carries, brings it up. Second, the parable of the lost coin. Khojera, payo, tyo pani anandit huncha. Tisra, the boy who walks away. Khojnuko lagi ko pani jandaina.
Nobody goes.
So you always have to remember, who am I? I'm a lost sheep.
He will find you. Tha thiyena, bato vichara, gyan bini thiyena, buddhi bini thiyena, goyo, koile bhejara, parmeshwar bharkera liyera ayo.
Lost coin. You were lost because of the sin of somebody. You were supposed to be in the custody of somebody who was supposed to take care of you, did not take care of you. Maybe it's your father. Maybe it's your mother. Maybe it's your pastor. Because of somebody, you lost. You fell away. God will supernaturally intervene to search for you, find you, and get you back. But if you, on your own free will, choose to walk away from God, God will wait. But He will not come after. You create situations in your life and you start losing, 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 losing. Everything is lost. And then at that moment, if you come to your senses, I tell many parents, don't take that as it will happen every time. There are so many prodigal sons who will never come back from the pig pen because now they love living with pigs because sin has become their nature. Don't expect them to come back. Some will come back, some will not come back, but never stop praying. He comes to his senses, Vadan Maliki Katsa. Paila kuratyo ho. You have to come to your senses. If you have tasted grace, you have tasted the goodness of God, you will come to your senses. And then you will come back. You have to come back. It is not written when he was near the house, the boy was running. No. It is written, the father was running. All the father was waiting for was the son to come back. So how did the father see? It means he was always watching out for his son to come back. Ma ama babuharle bhancha, eta baba ko kura likheko cha, chhoraharu ko kura likheko cha, ama ko kurai likheko chha. Ama kahan thiyo? Prarthana ma thiyo. Exactly. So, gako chhora ko lagi upavas ma prarthana ma thiyo ama. Tyo karanle chhora bharkera aako. वचनमा लेखेको छ मलाकीको अन्तमा लेखेको छ परमेश्वर यीशु मसीह भर्केर आउनेको अगाडि शापको दिनको अगाडि he will turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children, hearts of the children back to the fathers before that day comes. And I ask people, where are the mothers? The mothers are praying, they are interceding. अस्ति तिनीहरूमा आमा सेवाको टाइममा सबै मण्डलीको आमाहरू आएको थियो, आमाहरूले म भन्यो, you want revival in your church, you want the young people to change. You need to start getting into your closets and start interceding for the young people. So people like the permission of Raj and have the calm day because of the calm. Hami, we have to get involved. Otherwise you children will not come back. It is not easy. Pailakata Soina. Hamro Zamane Ma, when we were young, no TV, no internet, no mobile, we did not even know what porn was. We did not know what homosexuality was. We did not even know what obscene songs. We did not know any of these things because it was not there in the system. It was not there. We didn't even know what these things were. And our mothers were such. Mothers are the tough ones in the house. Ne? Fathers and mothers. If you used a word that was obscene, they actually made you wash your tongue with soap. So technically we lived in a very protected environment. But today, everything is. See, this is neutral. This is not sinful. This is neutral. If I am sinful, this becomes sinful. If I am righteous, this becomes righteous. Everything is neutral, even money. Money is neutral. If I am greedy, my money becomes greedy. If I am generous, my money becomes generous. Everything takes your character. Everything takes your character. That is why we have to say, I have to die. Christ has to live because his character is powerful. So, scripture says in Ephesians 2:8, you and I were saved by grace. Through faith. Through faith. That's the important part for us. Anugra, anugra, bhaneko, parmeshwar ko. Vishwas, vishwas, bhaneko, mero side ma. Wo kahile pani parmeshwar ko anugra test garnu pardaina. We never have to test the grace of God, the power of God, the love of God, the goodness of God, the mercy of God. I don't have to test any of these things because God is the same yesterday, today, forever. He never changed. God is not a man that he should lie. But I should test my faith. I should test my faith. That's what the Bible always talks about. Examine your faith. Because if my faith is right and my faith works, grace will always come. Romans 5:2 says, by faith we have access to the grace. Peace out. Now, shuru hunu ko lagi 5 minute lagyo. Karan ke ho? Bati ta cha, yo connection ti bhayeko chaina. Ani herdeka, the power ta cha. Aba ye nya ke problem bhayeko cha. Yo test garyo, thik bhayo, awaz pani aaudaicha. You always have to check your faith. There's no problem with God. There's no issue of lack in heaven when it comes to grace. Whatever your situation, grace is not just enough. It's more than enough. God tells Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee. Sufficient. And this is the age of grace. And if we don't understand grace, we will not understand what is the purpose. Christ is born in me and I am born in Christ. Abide in me and I will abide in you. दुईटै छ प्रभु हामीले यस्तो पकडेर जबरजस्ती केही पनि गर्दैन प्रभु हामीले भन्छ हामी गर्दाखेरि होली स्पिरिट विल हेल्प अस वी टेक वन स्टेप गॉड टेक्स वन स्टेप फर्स्ट स्टेप वाज टेकन बाय गॉड ही केम एज मैन डाइड ऑन द क्रॉस नाउ ही सेज ऑल हु कम टू मी आई विल नॉट कास्ट यू अवे ऊ उसको पहिला कदम रख्यो सेकेन्ड कदम हामी विश्वासमा प्रभु तपाईँको त्यो माफी तपाईँको त्यो अनुग्रहमा लियो एन्ड यु आर बोर्न अगेन आफ्टर द्याट इट इज अ स्टेप अल युर लाइफ अल युर लाइफ सो पिटर विल से इन हिज लेटर द फाइनल वर्ड सेकेन्ड पिटर 3:18 ग्रो इन ग्रेस एन्ड ग्रो इन द नॉलेज अफ गॉड रिमेम्बर इन द मॉर्निंग आई होप यु रिमेम्बर बिकज आई रिमेम्बर फर्स्ट थिङ फर्स्ट आई लेसन इज इन्फर्मेसन अफ गॉड सेकेन्ड थिङ इज नॉलेज अफ गॉड थर्ड थिङ इज Actually, the little change garne thiyo, the third thing is you need to know God. You need to know God. Knowledge of God and knowing God. KJV ma esto likhe ga cha. Adam knew Eve and she birthed a son. You know what our ministry is the result? The minute you know God, a ministry is birth. It will always give birth to God's works. Knowing God is an intimate union of two people. In human terms, that a man and a woman gets, they know each other, they become one, a child is born. In the spirit, when you become one with God, a ministry is born. You don't have to struggle. May ke garna parcha prabhu sa bancha ma sang ek hunus. Your ministry automatically answers. Prabhu ke garna parcha ma sang ek hunus. Know me. Become one with me. That's what he's talking about. I in you, you in me. That's why in Ephesians 5, Paul says marriage is a mystery. But I'm talking about Christ and the church. The more you become one with God, the more you are able to do. And how do you become one with God? Through the Word and through the Spirit. Grace, anugraha, satya liyer ayo. Satya liyer ayo. Vyavastha nahi, law nahi. Satya liyer ayo. Let me explain to you in simple ways when I try to explain it to little children. There is the law, and behind it there is the truth. The law keeps you a slave. The truth sets you free. Let me explain to you. If you go down to the traffic light, near the junction, the traffic lights, so you see in traffic lights, there's red, there's orange, and there is green. Red says stop. Orange says slow down. Green says go. What is that? That is the law. People don't like the law. Especially Bhutan ma ta dar cha tyo karan le people the police pakad cha tyo karan le people keep the law. Eta ta gardaina. So what do? Estai bharaka ho. Because they don't like the law. Our light cha, police chaina, camera chaina bhane tesko beech ma pani manche jancha. Patiyo? You go anywhere in India, camera sign up, police sign up, every red light they will cut through. Why? Because they don't like the law. And they don't want to come under the law. But behind every law there is a truth. It's a truth that sets you free. This is the truth. I am standing on the road at the traffic light and I'm going on my bike, and if I cut through, somebody is coming, going in the light, I hit him, he dies, I die. I hurt him, he hurts me, or I hurt myself. So what have I broken? I have broken the primary truth. Love your neighbor as yourself. Second, first law, love God with your whole heart. My body is the temple of the living God. Because I didn't see the truth, I cut through the light, I fell down, I broke my leg, now I'm lying in bed with a cast, and I should be serving God simply because I did not love God with all my heart, with all my mind, and I did not love my neighbor. Once they understand the truth behind the law, they're waiting, no problem. Prabhu, tapailai maya garchu, mera bhaile pani maya garchu, lal bati. हरियो हुन्छ त्यो टाइमसम्म पर्खिनुको लागि तयार छ कारण के हो व्यवस्थाले होइन सत्यले छुटकारा दियो लभिङ गड सेट यू फ्री सी द प्रोडिगल सन सॉ द रूल्स अफ द फादर हैज लॉ एंड ही सेड आई वांट टू गो आई वांट टू गो आई वांट माय फ्रीडम ही डिडंट सी द ट्रुथ सुँगुरसँग बस्दैखेरि सत्य त आयो अपै मेरो बाबाको घरमा नौकर पनि मजाले खाएर बसेको छु म यता सुँगुरसँग बसेको छु अन्त उसले थाहा पाएको सत्य त राम्रै थियो बाबाको घरको You see, to tell you the truth with young people, because I do deal with a lot of young people fall into three categories. Some of you eti katti eta ministry bhayo bhane kehi hundaina because you need deliverance. You are addicts. Some of you may be addicted to porn. Like I keep saying, you're not born again, you're born again and again and again. You're addicted to porn because you have to be the same. Everywhere I go, the thing is that, unlike this places, other places where we have meetings, we have counseling times. Because young people find it easier to talk to pastors who are not from their own churches or in their own towns. And I and my wife will sit together, and you have to hear stories which the girls will tell my wife and boys will tell me, and we love them. We do not judge them, we do not condemn them, because they need deliverance. Some of you need deliverance. But you cannot be delivered until you come to the point of that younger boy, till you want deliverance. As long as you like what you do, you can't be delivered. Are you getting it? As long as you like what you do, you cannot be delivered. You can be delivered only when you become like that young boy and you say, you know what? What am I doing in this pit bed? This is not my life. I don't know about Bhutan. In India, what's happening with the young people? They're all on to drugs. Drugs is flooding the streets of India, all over the world. The young generation is going into drugs. Vaping and marijuana, all those things. They're going into it without realizing they're destroying themselves. Now what has caught you is in porn, in drugs, in alcohol. Thimpuma aundakheri tesanle sanu galli chha ni tyo main street ko beach ma jandakheri eta pura bar matai chha. Barkutas, young boys, young girls, all sitting and there and drinking. And at night, one in the morning, I can hear them screaming on the roads, and even the cops don't intervene. I look there, you know what, my heart breaks. I look at these children and say, oh my gosh, look at these children. Literally fatherless children. They have no mentors, they have no guardians, they have nobody to take care. A generation is wasting away. And if you only know the love of God and the grace of God to save you and set you free. But you should be willing to be set free. And some of you who are actually free, and you know your friends are not free. I'll tell you a ministry for those who are free. You are not addicted to anything, but you know your friends are addicted. You should pray like my wife prays. This is how she prays. Lord, make them sick in their guts until they are sick of what they are.
When he takes that cigarette, let him throw up. Let him smell this, inhale that marijuana. Let him throw up that he's not able to keep it. When he drinks that beer, let him retch so terribly that he will not be handled it. Lord, I release the young people into their hands. Let them be sick of what they are doing. Pray for your friends that way. Then they will come to you and say, I want to be delivered. Otherwise, all this word will just go over your head. It's not doing anything. It's not that the word of God is not powerful. It is powerful. But scripture says it works only in those who believe. The word of God is powerful to work in those who believe. But if you are addicted to something, the addiction takes. Because behind every addiction, there is pleasure. If there is no pleasure, people will not do these things. But you need to know pleasure was created by God and perverted by the devil. God said, in my right hand there is pleasures evermore. God is not a God who doesn't want you to not have pleasure. But he says, within the limits of truth, otherwise it will destroy you. Let me explain to you, very, very crude way to tell you, but let me tell you, the way God has made the humans. We have been made in such a way, we are wired for pleasure. Our eta teen ganda, eta char ganda, ek tukke rakhe ra, toilet break ko lage release ganda, kheri teo time avani pleasure cha. Hoi na? You see how God has wired us? Morning ma tak das jana line ma toilet ta full cha line ma bas dekhi last ma chance paun dekhi toilet jande dekhi there is pressure with it. Why not? Do you realize God has wired the human being for pleasure because he is a God of pleasure. And he says in eternity there is pleasure forevermore. Devil did not invent pleasure. God did. But the devil perverts pleasure. He will use it to take you down to hell. Don't fall for his life. Ale aaju beluka khana ko saath ma chicken tha bhani chicken ke euta tukra daant ko beech ma tha bhani tyo nikalde kheri pani pressure tha. Sathi haina? Only human beings are created that way. Because we were created in the image of God. So I said the law is written, and when you walk under the truth, there is pleasure. No, animals don't have the law because they were not created in the image of God. Koi biradi le dekhe kacha, aapko ko ghar mein gaya doodh piya, apni ne doodh choriyo, mane ras dukha mein hinne biradi le dekhe kacha. Sabhi chori kar chuke biradi aur. Kukur aapko kukur ko haddi loge ra goyo, aaj ka sada mare ka dekhe kacha. No, because it's not there. They were created by God, but they were not created in His image. We were created in His image. That's why scripture says in Ecclesiastes, He's put eternity into our hearts. Amen. So whether you like it or not, somewhere deep within, you know eternity is coming. So when we go after pleasure, remember pleasure was created by God. So God says, you know what? These rules are for you to maximize your pleasure, not to minimize. Thou shalt not kill. What does it do? It allows you to live a long life free instead of going to jail. Why not? It's a good law. I can live long. I don't have to fear. Thou shalt not steal. It maximizes life. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Meaning your marriage will break. Everything will go. Finally you are a mess. On the other hand, you stick to the four walls of your marriage. You can have pleasure without ever having to destroy your life or your children's life. Everything was created by God for pleasure within the boundaries of truth. And your children do not realize it. You know what? You are missing out on what God has actually framed us. Framed us. I'm telling you, young girls, my young daughters, okay, young daughters, I have daughters. They are young, they are not young, one is 25, okay. So I'm telling you, what I tell my daughters, I tell you too, especially daughters, not to the boys, because, you know, men are visual creatures. Men are visual creatures. That's how God primed man. Okay, that's why Adam was made first, and after that Eve was made. And when Eve was brought to Adam, Adam opened his eyes, looked around, and said, "Wow, man, that became woman." They're visual creatures. And you need to realize, young daughters, these men are visual creatures. So you should be extremely careful about how you dress. This is not a law. This is the truth. The truth is, you should not have the spirit of Cain. You know what is the spirit of Cain? The first murderer? Uskus atma kastatiyo, pran kastatiyo, thacho. Where is your brother? He said, "Am I my brother's keeper?" You should say, "I am my brother's keeper. I will not cause." Do you have the freedom to dress the way you want? If you want, yes. Does it give you freedom? No. All things are beneficial. All things are permissible. All things are not beneficial. Estososinos. You are dressed in this tightest of tights. I don't know how you get into it. Later I found it stretches. That's how you get into it. Okay. You are so tight. And you are covered in tights. And then you go through. And then it's see-through. I'm telling you real testimonies of what young men have told me. Pastor Babu, हामीले त आराधना गर्नको लागि इच्छा छ हात उठाउन आउँदाखेरि अगाडि बसेको बहिनी हात उठाउँदाखेरि प्यान्टेज पनि देख्छ भन्छ मन त आराधना आँखा बन्द गरेर मात्रै आँखा खोल्यो भने आराधनै गरिसक्यो भन्छ सच्चीको कुरा भनेको आई एम टेलिङ यु द ट्रुथ व्हाट मेन स्ट्रगल बिकज आई डिल विथ यङ मेन टू व्हाट दे स्ट्रगल विथ इमेजिन यु युज्ड योर फ्रीडम यु आर सेव्ड योर नेम इज इन द बुक अफ लाइफ यु वर ऑल दिस टाइम्स ऑल योर लाइफ. And then you stand before God and Jesus, "I love you so much. This is what I was waiting for. What is my reward?" And the books are open. Book hoina, books are open. Euta jivan ko pustak cha, arko pustak haru cha. Euta pustak ma likheko cha, "Chori timro naam ke ho?" "Selina." "Ah, Selina jivan ko pustak ma cha." "E timile timro tyo dressing ko karan es ek saal ma matrai 25 keta dilyo." Selena's page after page after, "Ah, but you have a record, hell no, you have to walk it, hold it, dressing room, but you have 500 grams." Keep on. Keep on. I don't know, when God created dress for women, I think He picked Akira. The most modest dress I have ever seen is the Bhutanese women's dress. Very much. I love it. Because we are our brother's keepers. You children, girls should always say, "I am my brother's keepers." Like I said, boys are visual creatures and they see and they are attracted to you, and you think they are attracted to you, they are attracted to your body. They're not attracted to the person. They think they love you, and they don't love you. They love your body. You think he loves me, he doesn't love you, and you don't love him either, because you're all looking for attention, because we are created to love each other. That's why you will see all the songs of human songs are love songs. Do it a biralu, "I love you," but I will never take a kata. China! Biralu samanma kasto ke chaina ajuga ko tyo biralu male biralu ma ma bhaneko chaleko yo sanga pani will have the sex, tyo sanga pani sakcha, uta pani sakcha, koi biralu sanga sakcha, because he has no concept about faithfulness, fidelity and all that ke chaina. And what is the devil trying to do through us to the human beings? He wants to make us like animals. And you must say, "I am not an animal. I am created in the image of Christ Jesus." I am not. And then you know what happens? I will tell you exactly what happens. You think he loves you. She thinks he loves him. And you know what? Vadan of marriage, the first rule is given in the last verse of Genesis chapter 2, before the fall. "For this purpose, man shall leave his father and mother, cleave to his wife, and they shall become one." Tinta pat sauta. Leave, cleave, and become one. ली भनेको शादीको त्यो दिनमा छोड्यो क्लीव एन्ड दे बिकम वान आज गरी के हुँदैछ त्यस्तो होइन आजको जमानामा फर्स्ट दे बिकम वान विच इज कल्ड सेक्स बिफोर म्यारेज त्यसको पछि दे आर स्ट्रगलिङ टु क्लीव टु इच अदर एन्ड दे हेभ नेभर लेफ्ट एनिथिङ क्लीव नाउ इज यु आर कॉट इन अ ट्र्याप द बॉय विल से इफ यु लव मी यु विल स्लीप विथ मी एन्ड शी इज थिंकिंग If I don't sleep with him, he will leave me and I will have nobody. And you're caught in this trap. Break away from that trap, children. Don't get into that trap. Get away. You're destroying your life. You're destroying your life. You're destroying your life. This is the actual truth. That's why I said some of you are caught in trap. You pigpen, baleko hami the sungur koti hoina. And everybody is caught in some kind of a moral pigpen. Some of you are caught in an unhealthy, illicit sexual life. Get out of it. Come to your senses, rise up and say, I will go to my father and he will receive me as I am. Oh, hamro mandaliharuko dherai mandaliharuko chhoriharule sabai bhancha. It doesn't matter what you did. It doesn't matter how you messed up your life. If you come up to your senses and walk to Christ, He will receive you exactly as He received the prodigal son. He will put His arms around you. He will forgive you. He will put a robe of righteousness. Your past is no more. No more. You have to believe. After I have to stay at the West Bengal, I am not giving you details because so many people listen to these words and it's getting recorded. There was a young girl, a priest, actual priest, Christian priest, daughter. And she was here in Sikkim. She got involved with a football player. He used her and he left. And she became pregnant. When she became pregnant, she called me from Sikkim. They all called me Baba. Baba. I said, what happened? You in trouble? She said, yes. What do I do? I haven't told my parents. I felt God telling me, call you first. I said, you do one thing. Go back to your parents. Go home. I know your parents. They're godly parents. Go tell them this is what has happened. And see, I believe they will receive you. They'll be heartbroken. They will shout at you. They will scream at you. But they will still love you because I know your parents. Take it all. Don't defend yourself because what you did is indefensible. Just go confess God is with you. And then, if your parents say, no, we don't want this shame, then you take a train and come to my house in Hyderabad. I will tell, I already told my wife, she said, child can come and have the baby. Because what you say is, your act was wrong. But the baby is never wrong. Baby is never wrong. Every life is from God. I always say, there are illegitimate parents. There are no illegitimate children. Every child is legitimate. Whether it was of rape, whether it was of incest, whether it was of sexual immorality, the child is legitimate because he formed the child in the womb. Don't kill the baby to save your life. Don't do that. We do not believe in abortion. We believe in adoption. You bring... I tell young girls, I said, you know, if you have nobody, come to Hyderabad. I said, now the baje bayo, 55 bayo, but when you go to the hospital, you do one thing. Baba ko na mero naam hai Rabinus, nani ay pachi mola dinus, moraj. You don't worry. Moraj. Don't kill. Because the guilt is now worse. You will go through life going, I killed my own baby. Don't do that. You know what? She went, and as soon she told this to her parents, the first question her mother asked is, did you see Pastor Dave? Talk to Pastor Dave? She said, yes. I said, I thought you would talk to him. What did he say? He said, come here. The mother, parents were heartbroken, but they scolded her. They said, okay, we will keep you, everything. And they did something incredible. They made the girl go to the church and stand in front of the church and confess. And she did. She did. She went to the church and said, I'm sorry because I not only sinned against my parents, because I was a part of this church, I sinned against. That's the church. I don't tell you do it in every church. It depends upon the church. Some churches are very loving, kind, and merciful, so they accommodated her. But you don't know what God did?
within 2 weeks.
She lost the baby.
A natural, she lost the baby. I mean, she didn't do anything. She lost the baby. Lost the baby, it was only conceived a few weeks. She lost the baby. And God restored her life. Now she is married to a very godly man who accepted with her past. She's got a beautiful daughter, and they settled in the U.S. This is what grace is. This is what grace is. But grace will work only when you receive the truth. That's why Vadana Makedi Kevatsa. Anugrara Satya Diara Eshohayo. Jasta Kamityo Satya Mandena. We cannot abide in God. It is grace that keeps us in God. It's the power of God that keeps you and me in God. But to be kept in God, we need truth. Satya Sainavini Satya. So never be afraid of the truth. The point, the job of the law is to bring us to Christ Jesus. And what did the law tell you? The law told you, you are a sinner. It doesn't matter. Kati, dharmi, kaam, timi, jivan, ma, pura, gareko, chhavni, timi, narak, ma, gako. Kira, mini, devasta, timi, le, paleko, chayna. Timi, paap, me, janme, ko, manji, ho. Timi, paapi, ho. Kati, sasgun, garevni, timi, narak, me, puk, cha. Prabhu, mole, ko, batao, cha. Eshu, bacha, mo, batao. That's the purpose of the law. That Eshu, ma, ayo, hamile, ke, payo, we received not forgiveness. He made us into a new person. New person. And some of you need to become accountable. You need to get accountable. What are you struggling with? You need to get accountable with somebody. Find a godly person. If you're a male, a male. If you're a female. Godly person. Go speak and get it out. That's how you come to your senses. Come to your senses. Sometimes we go to the wrong. We don't realize it. Jesus was betrayed by all the disciples. Peter 3 times, even Judas sold him for money. But you know what happened? Judas took the money. He also felt bad later. He took the money and went to the priest. He went to the law. The priest represents the law. The law cannot forgive you. The law cannot change you. The law has no power. Peter did not go to the priest. He followed Jesus from far. Jesus has grace. You go to the law with your sins. The law doesn't forgive you. It has no power to help you. You need to go to Christ. Last third time I peeped with your petty song, Jesus looked at him. Only one look. The scripture says Peter went out and cried. And his restoration has begun. One look. There is grace even in the look of God which will bring you to your repentance. Your repentance. Don't go like Judas to the law, be hopeless, ultimately hang yourself, go to your perdition, go to Christ. Go to Christ. He knows you have betrayed him many, many times. And he's not upset by it. He says, just come back to me. Don't go to the wrong side. Come to me. I will restore you. And I will give you a future and a hope. What is this year? 2020. You know, in ophthalmology, when you go, they check your eyes. And they give you glasses if you're like me. But if you don't need glasses and your vision is perfect, it is called 2020 vision. And our prayer for all our churches is in 2020 you will have clarity of vision. Each one will know what your purpose in God is. Most of you struggle because you have no purpose. No purpose. One of the worst things is to see so much energy. That's why you like that worship part, not the worship part, the dancing part. Because you're full of energy. And you don't know what to do with that energy. Because you have no purpose. Yeah, you have no purpose. What is that you don't have? You have no? You have no purpose. But if you have purpose, and you can receive purpose from God very early, doesn't matter how old you are, you can receive it very early. very, very early. That's why scripture says faith comes from hearing. No, वचन में ऐसा लिखे कच्छा पहले सामुएल को तीन को एक में ऐसा लिखे कच्छा एली बने को पुरोहित को अगाड़ी सामुएल बने को जिस अनु बालक सेवकाई कर दे छा वचन में लिखे कच्छा सामुएल did not know God. He did not know God. He did not know God. But he is serving under somebody who knew about God. And then one night when it is time to sleep, when everybody is going to different places to sleep, Samuel doesn't sleep where everybody sleeps. He sleeps, you heard about the ark. He sleeps very close to the ark where the presence of God is. And God speaks to him, Samuel! And you can know that God is speaking to him in the voice of Eli because he runs to Eli and says, did you call me? So always remember, when God speaks to you, he will speak to you in the voice of the person under whom he has placed you. Don't say in my sleep, God will come and thunder. No, listen to your pastor's voice. Listen to your father's voice. Listen to your mother's voice. Because that is the voice under which God has brought you. He may not know God, but he may know about God. But God will speak to you through them. Eli, did you call me? No. Go back to sleep. Three times he went. And he said, no. Third time Eli said, this is God. Because he knew about God. The ways of God. This is what you need to say. The fourth time God said, Samuel, stand by the face. Samuel! He said, yes, Lord. And he heard the prophecy of God connected with his life. Faith had begun. Faith comes from? Yes. Purpose had come. Scripture says, after that, the word of the Lord came to Samuel. And none of the words of Samuel fell to the ground. That's it. Now God is able to speak to you because you have heard, learned to hear. The day you hear God's voice, your life changes. You have purpose. 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 Then it doesn't matter what happens after that. Your purpose has been defined. Your life has been defined. Joseph had two dreams. Only 17-year-old young boy, everybody in his family except his father and his younger brother, everybody disliked him. They hated him because he was good. So if you are good and somebody hates you, don't be upset because Joseph was hated. And scripture says he had a dream. And again another dream. And he had purpose. For the next 13 years he will go literally through hell. But nothing will change him because he had purpose. Once you have purpose, you will go through hell. You will go through hell. But because you have purpose, it will define your life. Don't be a young person with so much energy without purpose. The day Samuel took the horn of oil and put it on David's head, purpose had come. And after that, King Saul is after him to kill him. But purpose has been defined. And he's defined by the purpose. His brothers hate him. The king dislikes him. Everything is happening. When he goes to fight Goliath, and his brother says, why did you come here? I know you are proud. Aren't there the sheep that we need to take care of? Scripture says he turned away and he says something. He says, is there not a cause? What is the purpose? Purpose is, I have to uphold the name of the living God in my life. Because there is a purpose in my life, bigger than life itself. Be people, young people who are defined by purpose. And you get your purpose not from the world, get your purpose from God. And that purpose you carry into eternity. You will be defined by purpose. David ne kati kati galti garyo, kati paap garyo, but he still rose up and fulfilled his purpose. You go to Acts chapter 13, 36, if I'm right, it is written, David fulfilled God's purpose in his generation and rested with his fathers. Bebichar garyo, garyo, hatya garyo, garyo, dhatyo, kati paap garyo ko manche, anta veri paap deke uthera, anugrama, jivan ko ansama goyera, vajan maestro likhe kacha, David fulfill God's purpose in his life. That should be our end. Doesn't matter how many times you have fallen. Get up! Because God is waiting. So the story is not the story of the prodigal son. It is the story of the waiting father. And he still waits for you. The prodigal is sitting over here. He waits for you. Go back to him. It doesn't matter in 2019 you fell 1,000 times. Go back to him. Rise up. Go back to him. He will robe you. He'll put a ring on your finger. He'll put your sandal on the feet and you can go back and finish your race. Amen. Father, this evening, once again, I thank you for your children. These are your children. And I know you love them, and therefore I love them. I don't have to know them to love them, because you love them, I love them. Everything that you love, I love. Everything you hate, I hate. I don't want to have a life apart from you, Lord. And I pray these children will not have a life apart from you. For you are our life. And I pray, Lord, let the children who are addicted and in bondage come out of it. Let them make a step towards you. And they will know the Father has never changed. He is still waiting. And his arms will be around them. And he will lift them up. And he will change them. The sins are washed away. It will never be seen again. It will be never mentioned in the heavenly realms. It will have no record in heaven. They can walk free. They can walk clean. And they can walk with God all the days of their life. I pray they will have the boldness and the courage to make that decision in the next 1.5 days, O Lord. Thank you, Father. Commit the rest of the evening into thy hands. Go with us, go before us. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.